I'm surrounded by more machines making noises like this. I'm in a molecular biology lab, or the molecular biology lab. Maybe I should speak to someone who knows exactly where we are, sir.
So this is the molecular biology lab where we extract DNA from rocks.
And who are you?
I'm Charles Coquel at the Open University.
Is that professor or doctor?
Yeah, I'm a professor in geomicrobiology, so we study single-cell creatures that live in rocks.
Which, single cells, is that a lot quicker to do than multi-celled animals?
Well, they can be quite complicated. They're not easy to look at, but the reason why we look at them is because they live in very extreme environments. So we want to know what the boundaries of life are on the Earth. So we look at these microbes that live in rocks from volcanic environments and other extreme places.
Like the bottom of the ocean.
And the bottom of the ocean as well, for any of these types of places.
What's the ultimate goal of these studies?
The ultimate goal is to try and figure out how life manages to survive in extremes, whether that might tell us something useful about life elsewhere, whether life could survive on planets like Mars or the icy moon Europa, which orbits Jupiter, and whether, in fact, we can do anything useful with them. One of the things that people do with microbes is they extract copper from rocks. Most of the copper in the world is actually extracted from rocks using microbes. So we're interested to look at how microbes live in these environments.
So there's although you may be looking for the possibility of the existence of life in other places in our galaxy, there's also offshoots of the projects, things that can be used in normal everyday society.
Yeah. Well, for example, the washing up powder that you use in your washing machine, the only reason why that works at 60 degrees is because it's got an enzyme in it, which is a type of protein that comes from microbes that live in hot springs. So the ability to live at high temperatures can provide quite useful products that we use in everyday life, and most people aren't aware of that. So studying life in extreme environments provides very useful things.
Prepare yourself for possibly the most stupid question you've heard all day. What is the difference between biological and non-biological washing powder?
Biological washing powder has these enzymes in, these special proteins from microbes that live in volcanic hot springs, like in Iceland. Non-biological uses chemistry.
Now, if you'd explain that, I would be buying that more. Why do they just not say what you just said, which sounds very geeky and much, much more higher quality product to have when you talk about hot springs and microbes?
I have no idea. Maybe they should pay us microbiologists more to say these things for them.
Definitely, but that wouldn't be professional, because you have to sit on the fence on a lot of these things, especially when it comes to corporations, I think.
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, certainly in interpretation of data, but we'll certainly gladly accept money to do research as long as we can discuss it objectively afterwards.
Excellent. Give us some money now. Were you a microbiologist when you dabbled in politics?
No, I was a medical molecular biologist. I studied blood clotting proteins.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me the name of your political party that you stood for in what year was it?
1992. It was the Forward to Mars Party.
And your policies?
To expand British space exploration, build a station on Mars, and to bring Mars into the Commonwealth.
And if you'd have debated John Major, do you think he would have stood a chance?
Well, we did try to, and we had quite a vigorous election campaign. We won 91 votes, which was not too bad. We actually beat the Natural Law Party.
No way!
Yeah, but we were beaten by Lord Buckethead, who proposed to expand the European Union to cover the known universe. So it's quite a difficult contest.
I would so love to have been there that night. You certainly would have got my vote, because, funnily enough, it has taken a long time, but a couple of the things that you had as policies have kind of come true very recently, haven't they?
Well, it's true. I mean, Britain has now got a space agency, and it's now involved in Aurora, which is a European Mars exploration program. So I would say that, yes, I mean, some of the things we stood for have actually happened. I'm not sure they were a result of it, but I would happily claim the fact that we were certainly before our time in trying to make things happen that took another 15 years to occur.
You may well have planted the seed or planted the microbe in people's minds.
Possibly. I won't go as far as claiming that, but maybe.
So let's think about what you're doing right now. Is there anything going to be happening that we should get excited about? Are you getting close to any discoveries, or is it a long slog to the ultimate question?
You should be excited about everything we do all the time, because it's studying life in extreme environments. It's one of the most exciting areas of science, trying to understand what the limits are of life on our planet, and could there be life elsewhere? It's one of the first questions that a child asks, is there life on other planets? It's one of the few scientific questions that the whole of the general public have a natural fascination for.
Have you never been swayed by the masses and masses, and yes, it's getting saturated by some real conspiracy tat that's existing on the internet now, but there are so much evidence or stories, tales, reports, even in government records, of there being life on other planets already. Does that not sway you at all?
No, all I think that does is just demonstrates what a fascinating topic this is. There's very few other scientific topics that the public will go out of their way to create conspiracy theories about and to get enthusiastic and see UFOs or whatever else they think they're seeing. What it demonstrates is that the question, is there anything out there, is really such a fundamental scientific question. It pervades most of our popular culture. So yes, it's quite difficult to find your way through that maze of quite bad science, but at the same time it also demonstrates that it's a very interesting area of science that we should continue to look at.
Now, you mentioned the words conspiracy theories. I didn't, but that nicely leads me into the question, is there lots of secret stuff going on out there? Do we have secret bases on Mars already?
No, and there's no alien spacecraft, and the one we had in the lab we took out before you turned up.
That is the position I should stop this recording, but well, that's good to know. Have you been to space? Will you go to space?
No, I hope I'll get into Earth orbit. I think that will be commercially possible in the next 10 to 20 years.
As in, you could afford it?
Yeah, as in, probably we could afford it. It will get cheap enough to go into Earth orbit.
Ridiculous prices now.
It's ridiculous price at the moment, but give it 10 or 20 years, it might change a lot. Unfortunately, I think that my real dream, which was to go to Mars, is probably not going to happen in my lifetime.
And what makes you think that?
I think it's too far off, and if it does happen, it'll be done through... there won't be that many missions there, and there'll be quite selected people, so I think it'll not be possible. By the time it actually happens, I'll be in my 60s, I suspect, so I'm not exactly going to be high on the list to go to Mars.
Oldest person in space? It was in his 70s.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
And he learned that an hour ago. Well, good luck on your mission to get yourself into space on a ticket that costs maybe a little bit less than a first-class ticket on our British Railways. And, well, definitely good luck in discovering more about microbes and extreme environments and exactly maybe even how life got to this planet and how it could get to other planets.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you do start a new political party, give me the heads up, because you're definitely getting my vote. Look at the choice at the moment.
Thanks.